311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Just you've been having a great Sunday so far on this, the final Sunday of the month of November, on the eve of independence and becoming a republic. So, you know, we have that and lots more to talk about today in today's 311 radio show. I'm Krista J. Paul, and with us today, we have Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford. Good afternoon, Officer Ford.
Hi, good afternoon, and how are you? How is everyone out there doing? By now, bellies should be full. Those are persons who have their conky for breakfast. No, I didn't have any, so I'm bitter about it. But never mind, we will still continue to exist, and I still continue to greet you and love you, conky or no conky.
There you go. Raisin or no raisin, whatever.
Raisins, though.
Yes. Oh man, yes. Well, I guess, you know, we say happy independence in advance. There's so much happening this coming week. Yeah. It's a really historic moment in Barbados's history with the 55th year of independence and becoming a republic. Yes. And, you know, a lot remains to be seen. We are waiting to see what's going to happen and as questions are answered and so on. But, you know, we want to just say happy independence in advance and wish everybody a great week ahead.
Happy independence, Barbados.
Yes. And you know what? We want to encourage people. I remember Mr. Ellis, David Ellis, COVID-19 public advisor, he had talked about concern at this time with the celebrations for independence and becoming a republic and Christmas coming up as well. So we want to encourage everybody not to let down their guard, to still be on the lookout, still exercise protocols and really exercise due care as it relates to social distancing and still sanitizing of the hands and wearing of the mask wherever you are and whatever you're doing, right? Yes, ma'am.
That is so true. As you said, we need to be even more careful. Don't get carried away with the celebrations, you know, and drop your guard, because at the end of it, we don't want there to be any pain, gnashing the teeth. If I had known, I would have done this. If that small little word, but makes a very, very big difference.
Yes.
So do what you know you can, what you should. And I'm sure all of us will celebrate and return to our homes and everything else in safety.
That's right.
Knowing
that's
that we have not taken anything that we did not have there before.
Yes. That's right. Oh my. Well, I know there are a few things you want to address, to talk about in today's show. And the first one being the fact that, you know, people are not getting through with their inspections, but there's a reason why this is happening.
Yeah. So for most persons who are like me, you know what, they can't be bothered to keep going on this website over and over and over. So what do? I create a shortcut on my desktop. And there are other people out there who probably would have done the same thing as well, as this is for the inspection forms, the old inspection forms. Now, if you're making application for this year, you're using that old link, chances are you are not getting through. You have not had any response from members of the fire prevention unit. It's because we have not received that form. So I'm asking you now at this point in time to uninstall that link, to delete that link that you have on your desktop, or the one that you would have saved in your favorites, and you're going to add the new one. So therefore, you're going to go to fireservice.gov.bb, and you're now going to save that link. You're now going to create a shortcut on your desktop using that link. You're now going to add that particular one to your favorite. If you want to star it, go ahead and star it as well. But as I said before, if you're using that old link, if you had that form from before, and it's amazing to see that we've changed the forms, and sometimes people still walk in here with those old forms from before.
Really?
That still has those outdated fees. And they're saying they're not aware that there was a change in the schedule and this and the next and the third. And we've made it so much easier for you now with these new forms, because everything is before you. So there's no flipping the form or anything. All the information is right there ahead of you. We know how you like things. Just come down, click, 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 click. submit.
That's right. You made it so easy. That's really something. So that goes to show that there were people who might have printed and photocopied the original forms or the forms that you would have had before and kept them. But, you know, time has passed. And just as there are price changes, just as though there are specials and sales and whatever, yes, there is now a difference with the Barbados Fire Service, fireservice.gov.bb, and see what's happening there.
Exactly. Just like there has been changes to our currency, we would know that our currency doesn't look like how it used to look before. There are changes. As long as there's life, there will be changes.
That's true. It can't remain stagnant. All right. So, So question, whereas we're encouraging people to head to the website and making it easier that way, there are still some people who may not necessarily be au fait with technology, and they may say they're not tech savvy, and they may not necessarily want to ask anybody to help them, or, you know, they just prefer then to be able to go down to the fire service and fill out a form, let's say. Would they be able to still do that?
Of course, we're not going to take away that personal service from you. If you want to come in and say hi to Jason, see what Jason looks like. You know, this guy who we hear on radio ever so often, who has been on vacation. I think vacation is up. Getting back to work shortly. Had to join that piece. He will be here. We have Sobers. We have Wharton. We have other members of staff down here who are willing and ready to help and assist. There are persons who have came in before. They say, you know what? We don't have computers. We don't know how to do the process. Would you like to fill out the form? And I'm saying to them, you know what? I'm not even going to send you through the trouble of filling out the form, because it means when you finish it, out the form, that's another tree or leaf that has been killed. So I input the information right away into the computer while you're here, if that's not a problem with you. So we just hop, skip, dance, however we can, to make sure at the end of the day, when you completed your business with us, that you're leaving here with a smile on your face. Customer service is one of the leading things for the Fire Prevention Unit and the members at the headquarters fire service.
That's good. All right. So if they choose to go in, or they choose to do it online, and of course, with it being online, it can be done anytime, any place. Just a reminder, even to those who may not necessarily be as quote-unquote tech savvy as they may think, you know, they can get assistance from anybody anywhere in the world. They can log on, and can somebody fill their inspection form for them? Yes,
they can. As long as you have the reference number, and again, we've made the process, as I can't keep saying this, we've made it easy. So you don't have to fill out all the information with your name. If you've had an inspection before, it is as simple as just put it back in your reference number in the Dropbox where it requires it. You put your information inside there, and everything about you comes up. It's like there's no privacy anymore anyhow. So all your business information that you've logged with us, it comes up. The only thing at that point in time, if there's any change, if there have been any changes, whether it be email, change of occupant, where it's somebody else I'm supposed to contact, we would ask you at that point in time to update the information so that, you know, it remains relevant, it remains up to date. And when we're trying to make contact to ensure that the certificates can be issued out to you, that you can collect them at your convenience. There are members out there. We have certificates where we call the numbers that we have been given. We're not getting through. There's no email address or anything. Some people say to you, oh, I don't have email. I can get one. I can call you back with the information. When you try to call them back, then it's like the information, the telephone number, it's not working. We have no other means of getting through to you. And as I said, we're looking at the process of going digital with the certificates. So it is going to be a requirement, that email address. Those persons, again, we're not forgetting you. If you don't have that facility, we'll continue to print for you. But we're trying to make sure that we go green. We're doing our best also to assist the environment.
Yes, of course. Well, you mentioned a reference number. Of course, this would be for anyone reapplying. But if you're applying for the first time, how does one apply this reference
number? You would not have that reference number. So once you apply for the first time, this is a number that's automatically generated within the system. Mm. It is more like your ID number is unique to you and to your business. Nobody else has that number. So even if your business should close doors, nobody else is reassigned that number. And the number normally starts with an S, those persons who can see their certificate. And I'm hoping, well, the only way you should see your certificate is if you're probably at work. And it means that you have it up in the lobby, displayed, and you're there sitting, admiring it. So it normally starts with FS for fire service. Then it goes into the year like 2018, 2019, 2021, all depending on when you would have registered the business at the fire service. We would have made that first application for inspection.
All right. That's good. That's good information. So fireservice.gov.bb, that is the link. That is the website that you should have. Any other is counterfeit. You do not
definitely
need it. If you have not.
So it's time to get rid of the old.
That's right. Out of the old and in with the new. Fireservice.gov.bb. And make sure that you, even if you don't need it right now, just input it in the web bar. Okay, so that mm-hmm. it comes up so that then next time you're going up, yeah, the address bar, thank you. Next time you're going in and you need to head on to the website, it will come up, okay? Or just create the shortcut now so you don't forget it and so on. You'll be good. You'll be good. All right, that's good information. All right, so officer, there's something else that you want to talk about, and this has something to do with water and climate change and everything that we should be doing in order to help the situation.
So saying that we're talking about the environment, as I said, we're trying to get rid of the paper to have a less impact on our environment. Another thing that we can do, this came to mind, assessments, inspections and such like, and I recognize that one of the things that as a department we're going to have to look at doing, obviously, is the way that we fight fires, the water that we use. And in doing this assessment recently, I recognized that these persons were thinking along the right line. They had two big water tanks. These two tanks, all they collect is rainwater. And this is water coming off of the roof. Now, what I love about this system, and I think you've heard me comment about it before, especially when it went on to Tortola, I mean, it was amazing. That is what they do. They capture the rainwater. I mean, they have wells, they have deep wells that the water will run off into. They leave it there. Some of them have pumps attached, some of them treat it. And they would use this water for the flushing of the toilets. Some of people use it for bathing purposes. Believe you me, I had to bathe in it because there was no water down there.
Yes.
After we got to the station and a bath was muchly needed. That is what we had to use. It is not for drinking purposes. So we can use it to clean the cars and everything else. And if we're doing that, there is going to come a time, you know what? When we look at hydrants, sometimes we're looking for hydrants and we don't immediately find a hydrant. And a hydrant is one of the key things that via the Barbados Fire Service we need and we look for, because it means the truck does not carry copious amounts of water, or unlimited supply. As soon as you start to use it, and depending on the type of hose that you're using, if you're using a 2.5 burst, say 1.75, 1.5, it means that the tank is going to empty a lot faster. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, if you don't have a hydrant to connect to where you can have that constant supply of water running or going to the truck, we're going to run out of water. Now, if you, on the other hand, can also help to augment this water supply, and that is, again, you're not asking for your domestic supply source, not the one that you're going to bathe with, you're going to be brushing your teeth with, or whatever else. There are some persons who carry tanks. Even if we're able to just, and this is rainwater tank, to just get our hose in there, you know what? Use some of that water. Mm. I'm sure persons wouldn't mind that fact. I prefer to have, yeah, you know what? Go ahead, use the water in the tank. I prefer you to do that than to see my house destroyed by fire.
Right.
So we need to start looking at the way we think about these things, when we're building, especially for those persons who are building or in the process of building, when you're going to be planning, plan with these things in mind. You know what? If something should happen here, how close is there a hydrant to me? All right. How close is the nearest station to me? And we're not even timing the offices. We're not looking at that. We do have a 3,000 liter, 3,000, yep. Can't remember how much it is. The tanker.
Yes, yes.
And we good. We would have talked about that on numerous occasions.
Yes, so we just have to make sure that we have our water stored. You know, this used to be a hot topic some time ago, Officer Ford, where people, you know, we used to hear it a lot about the fact that we need to be storing water and not be washing our vehicles with water from the pipe and so forth, and that we should seek to store water to flush the toilet and water the plants, etc. So we do need to get back to that. That's an excellent point. Excellent point.
And if you look at it, I know there are some people out there who do not believe in global warming, but every day around you can look and you can see the effect, look and see the change in the weather patterns. I mean, during this time, we used to be getting so much rain before. And right now, you cannot tell the difference between the dry season and the wet season.
Yes.
So I think it is time that we, you know, stop taking it for granted, stop saying, oh, these people are always talking about this, but it's not happening. Sometimes it takes one person to have a vision or to see something and to talk about it before others do catch on. And eventually when those persons do start to catch on, sometimes it's just a little too late. Mm-hmm. And we keep talking about being resilient people. We talk about the Barbados Fire Service, you know, the trucks, they come in with water. As I mentioned before, yes, the average truck carries about 600 gallons of water. The water tanker carries 3,000 gallons of water. But again, it is not a continuous supply.
Right.
So at the end of the day, where is that water coming from? We have to tap into the mains, and that is water that could be used for some other purpose. Don't want to say it, but we definitely need to change the way that we look at things. We need to change our behavior, and we need to become more cognizant of the way that we can help out and aid our environment. So there's nothing wrong to say capturing rainwater. And I mean, it depends on the quality of the water.
Yes.
So I'm not saying all water that you use, you're going to use it for bathing. And as I said, I'm talking about the non-potable water. Mm-hmm. So this is not for drinking purposes, but we can find other uses for it. We can wash our car with it. Those for you who keep garden beds out there, the farmers, you know, damage the water and use that supply when it is available.
Yes,
then when it's not available and you have to use the door method, well, then so be anything. It will help to also, you know, carry down the water bill just a little bit.
That's true. That's a good thought.
Just a little tip.
That's a good thought. I'm sure that should be a good incentive. Oh my, even if preserving the planet for the next generation is not a good incentive for some people, I'm sure the reduction of a water bill would be an incentive, right? But we do need to preserve the planet for the younger generation and the generations to come, if the Lord tarries, and just exercise this measure. Yeah, because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. So climate change is fast moving.
Let our region be one that leads by example.
Yes.
We are always looking to other people for this, and we're always looking to other people for that. Let people at this point in time look to us for the answers. What is it that they're doing? You know, that 166 square miles, little place. What is it that they're doing that's making such a significant impact?
True.
Let's be the catalyst for change.
Yes. Well said, officer. All right. So I know you also want to just talk about one final topic, and this is about driving with due care. We see on the road these days, I mean, you're driving and people are overtaking at points where it's crazy. There is a vehicle coming, the line is unbroken, maybe even a doubly unbroken yellow line, and people are overtaking and just really being a bit too careless. And of course, not just being careless, but also, you know, as you would have said, before we started recording, you may have a lot of things on the mind, and especially with the stress and strain these days of people trying to try all kinds of twists and turns to try to provide for their families, and driving with this on their minds. And, you know, so much is happening. So we need to encourage people to drive with due care.
That is so true. Sometimes, you know, and we like to talk about near misses. And we think that, well, everything is okay because something did not happen at that point in time. But a near miss is almost like an accident. yes, you might have gotten away from it, but there was the potential there for it to happen.
Yes.
You don't know how it would have turned out at that point in time. As you said, yes, under these circumstances, I mean, with COVID around, with persons being laid off from work and businesses closing doors, because sometimes every time you walk, you turn, you see some places like, oh my goodness, this business has no closed doors.
Yes. So
those are people that are at home. Persons are at home with mortgages. Persons are at home thinking about car payments, how they're going to feed their family. They have younger children, or they may have children at college, university. And it's like so many things. And we become distracted by everyday life.
Yes.
And it's not a case where persons will say to you, well, you know what? When you get a certain... You just put down whatever bother you. You're supposed to pick up and act like everything is all fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. I don't know who can get that done, but they normally tell me that I've got my phone, my sleeve, whatever that means.
But yes,
it is the reality. We can't expect human beings to behave in that manner, not with everything that is being pulled around them, pulled on them, and especially if they don't have a good support system. Sometimes we become flustered and angry at persons on the road when we see they make certain maneuvers. It is not always the case that some people are just driving without due care and attention, or they're just being reckless. I think maybe a man is so distracted by what is going on internally.
Yes.
I mean, there's that internal noise.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be hearing it, but you don't know what I'm feeling. You don't know everything that's going on through my mind, and you become so distracted, you don't recognize the guy in front, you break. But then we don't think. I mean, when you're going to run a red light, for crying out loud, at some point in time, the lighting can change back again, it can remain red all the time. It don't go back to green.
Right.
So I don't see why we're jeopardizing our lives, and we're jeopardizing the lives of other people on the road by trying to beat a red light. Some people just try to bore out ahead of other people.
Right.
Wait, boss, somebody can either let you in or whatever the case is. There's no need for some of the aggression that we see on the road. And then some people, at this point in time, let me just pause and extend condolences to the family of, you told me the name earlier.
Shamar Boyce. Yes.
Who was our latest road fatality. And think about the family. You've gone, but at the end of the day, the family still feels that loss.
Yes.
And those are things that we need to be cognizant of. Those are things that we need to bear in mind. You know what? If you're late, you rush in, you're not going to be any earlier.
Yes.
You might be earlier to date. I'll tell you in Beijing, I ain't spicing it. You can be early to date.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it might just be your time and it might just be your calling. But then when you can carry along somebody else now with you, that's really have a big problem.
Yes, yes. Preach it, sister.
Sometimes you say, you know what? If it's you, that's your life. But when you can impact on somebody else who had nothing, then that's a serious issue.
Yes.
I don't think at the fire service that we don't feel it. That is just a case that we cut people out of vehicles and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we're still human.
Of course, of course. Well, I mean, you know, just to remind people that the Barbados Fire Service does not only out fires or extinguish fires, as the late Sir Dennis Johnson reminded us.
Oh, yeah.
Extinguish fires. But, you know, you also deal with life safety. You deal with life safety. You have to deal with fire prevention and rescue. Yep. And so these words are not just words that you were saying because we need to fill space in a half hour show or we need to take up time, but these words are words of wisdom and impartation.
A passionate plea.
Yes, exactly. Because you have to deal with this all the time and you have to pry people out of vehicles and they're mangled or, you know, in all kinds of ways that, you know, won't get graphic right now, but some people need to hear what is graphic in order to have the understanding. But
I am of that firm belief.
Yes.
And if I could show the picture, I would love to present the pictures. Because it's only then that it gets the persons and persons get a true picture and understand what it is that we're talking about.
Right. So please exercise due care while driving. And if you have too much on the mind and you just can't focus. Nothing is wrong with pulling over, giving yourself a minute. If you need to cry, you cry. If you need to scream, you scream for a minute. Compose yourself and get back driving, because nothing is wrong with that. And especially these days, I think it is understandable to just pull over, give yourself a minute, and get back again. So how about that? We talk about that. Let's do that this week.
I agree.
Pull over, give yourself a minute.
Like Jason, I would not advise you to cry. We know you're just too ugly to cry. Just get somebody to do it for you.
Oh my goodness.
That's my buddy. Love him all
the
way.
Oh my. Well, the time has flown. It has certainly flown. And we want to once again wish everyone a happy independence, even as we take this time after 55 years of independence to recognize all that the forefathers of Barbados have done and to appreciate what it is that we have in this nation. Even as we're on the verge of becoming a republic, we want to continue again to encourage people to put in place the COVID-19 protocols in their celebrations, in their festivities, even as they go to witness whatever is happening, you know, where they can. And Yes. So
look on all the activities and everything. Just do it in a safe manner as possible. Remember the social distancing, 6 feet apart. Remember to wear your mask. If you need to double mask at this point in time, make sure you have that bottle of hand sanitizer with you. Just do everything humanly possible. As soon as you get home, don't go and just mingle with your family. Take those clothes off, get them inside the laundry, take a shower, just wash everything off.
Yes, there you
go. Try to be as safe as possible.
There you go. Well, until we meet you again, see you again, officer, God bless you. And
thank you.
Probably in December or I don't know.
The best month is now upon us. The best month is now coming upon us.
Oh, dear. All right. Okay.
So happy independence, everyone. Yes, happy independence. And remember, for prevention, it's our intention.
All right. There you go. Thank you. And remember, you can always listen to this podcast on VOB929.com, or you can watch the recording, video recording on VOB's Facebook page right after this. God bless and enjoy. Take care. Protecting life and property.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.